virtualization. It allows you to optimize your resources, simplify management, and improve flexibility across your infrastructure. And since you found your way to this podcast, odds are your organization is focused on expanding your virtualization initiatives, factoring in the right storage solution for your virtual environment. That is a very important consideration to truly reap the benefits of an agile, lower-cost infrastructure. I'm your host, James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us. On today's episode of Connection Point, we're going to be talking with EMC and learning more about storage technology that is optimized to perform in VMware environments. Joining us is Chris Carrier, the Director of Technical Marketing for the EMC VMware Affinity Group. Chris defines and drives the strategy and implementation of joint EMC and VMware initiatives. And Chris, really appreciate you taking time to join me today.
Thank you, James. I'm happy to be here.
Want to start off, Chris, with like a little 3 to 5 top things to consider in terms of those important considerations that an organization needs to take into account when they're looking at storage for a VMware environment.
You know, it's really interesting because when you ask your typical customer, hey, what's important to you for storage in a VMware environment, you get a different answer. And from my experience, it varies, but they're all very important. So the top 3 to 5 that I've heard is, you know, they tend to start being technical. What protocols do you do? And from the standpoint of what's important, I think it's what's important to the customer. In other words, if a customer is very comfortable in a fiber channel environment, not to dive right into technology, but that's what they're thinking about. Is it going to fit within my environment? Is it going to fit with my existing skill sets? Is it going to fit with my existing protocols? So one, that's very important. Is the storage environment going to work with and fit in your existing environment? How flexible is it? How well does it work in a VMware environment? Which leads me to the couple of other key and very important points. One is compatibility. You know, does the storage meet all of my needs for VMware? Now, all of my needs also varies, but the first thing people think of is it on the HCL? Is it on the compatibility list? Has it been tested? Does it work with VMware? And I'll tell you that most storage technologies do that. They are on the HCL. However, just being compatible doesn't mean it's going to work in your environment, you know, you being the customer. You also have to make sure that there are additional features and functionality within the storage environment that are complementary to VMware and really is going to make everything work better. You know, the funny thing I like to say, and a lot of our sales teams kind of shudder when I say, you know, you could take just a bunch of raw disks, put it together, connect that to VMware, and now you have storage for VMware. Does it work? Yes. Is it compatible? Yes. Are you going to have maximum benefit from it? You know, probably not. So it's really important to make sure that what do I want to get out of my VMware environment? How can the storage help that? And what are some of those additional features and functionality within the storage that will go there? You know, things like thin provisioning. Are there quality of service controls that I can utilize? Can I tier my storage so that my VMs that really require high performance can get those performance they need? So, you know, these are all very important questions. Now, the third level, and to me this is one of the most important levels, is actual true integration. And, you know, how well does the VMware environment and storage environment work together, and how deep are those integrations so that they actually have knowledge of the systems?
So why is it that you believe integration is so important for VMware, and it makes your top list here?
Integration is important. It's really around optimization and efficiency. You know, people are doing virtualization today for lots of different reasons. They're doing it for consolidation. They might be doing it because of the flexibility that virtualization provides. They like the ability to move servers, to move virtual machines and workloads from one physical machine to the other physical machine and just have it work, have it operational. The continuous sort of levels of optimization are really appealing to people. So as people go through their virtualization journey, they start seeing additional benefits all along the way and keep utilizing these benefits. Well, it's very important to have the underlying infrastructure. In this particular case, what we're talking about, James, is storage. So it's really important for that storage to have that same level of compatibility, mobility, flexibility, and the best way to do that is through deep integration. You know, let me give you a couple of examples. If I can take a snapshot on VMware, I can take a snapshot, a hardware-based snapshot on a piece of storage. Well, if I'm an administrator and I say I need to take a snapshot, which should I do? Well, if the VMware layer can offload some of those tasks to the storage layer, so all the administrator has to do is say take a snapshot, and the place that's going to operate the best can do it, boy, that makes a lot of sense. It adds a lot of efficiencies. It adds a lot of optimizations.
Chris Carrier with EMC with me today. And Chris, what I want to do now is talk about really what EMC can provide that allows customers to maximize the business value of their virtual environment.
You know, that's a good question, James. And when you talk about business value, it really does put a completely new spin on what we're talking about. You know, it's all supported by this great technology that we've talked about, you know, solid-state drives, deduplication, efficiency controls. But really, the key is, what does this do for the customer, and where does it apply? You know, it's huge. By striking that right balance of performance, that right balance of scalability, efficiency, really brings both a cost benefit to the customer as well as a flexibility benefit to the customer and to the business itself. You know, we've seen companies really start going toward IT being a support mechanism to the business, to now, as you start seeing highly virtualized environments, IT starts to actually help drive the business itself because they're showing the flexibility that this gains. So being able to respond very quickly to application and server requests, things that used to take weeks to do, can now take hours to do. So requests get fulfilled quickly. I'm saving money. I'm doing things faster. I'm saving costs. I'm saving expense. I'm saving headaches. And by the way, I'm also saving my personal life because I can spend more time at home with the kids, with the family, and doing the other things that I like to do outside of work. I'm not spending all day in the office. So those are good benefits itself. You know, it's funny. I was once talking to a customer, and he had given me a really interesting story. He was going through and showing the business line owners that own these different applications. He was showing them how, you know, he was up to their service level agreements, and he was giving them the service level agreements and showing them what they can do. Well, one of his clients, one of the business line owners, was looking at this, and he owned kind of one of the very top tier applications within the company, and it wasn't virtualized. I do want to say that. But when he looked at it, he goes, okay, you're giving me the service level agreement, but I also look here, and some of these tier 2 and tier 3 servers are actually getting a better service level than what I am. Why is that? And it was actually a really easy response. He goes, oh, well, these are virtualized. So they're kind of always optimizing themselves through the system, and it's hands-off, and it's really easy. So we haven't had to play with it because it's meeting the service level agreements. And he said, I want that. If it means virtualizing, virtualize my application. I want to see a better service level agreement now. So it's really interesting. So we continuously look at that business value and what it can do and what it can do for the customer.
Now, Chris, something else I want to jump into is the idea of performance and management features. We all know that those are very important for organizations when considering how storage solutions are going to really perform in their particular infrastructure. You touched on that a bit earlier in our chat here. What features do EMC storage solutions really offer that set them apart in the VMware environment particularly?
Oh, you know, there's a lot. There's lots there, James. You know, we really look at performance as storage needs to do its job for the applications, and we give additional features to allow that. And from a management aspect, there's more than just the ability to look at and manage the overall system, but being able to manage the two together. So I'll actually start with performance. You know, with performance, EMC's added features such as PowerPath, PowerPath Virtual Edition. PowerPath is well known in the industry as a leading multipathing software. Well, we have this ability to put PowerPath right into the ESX server, and it actually goes right into the hypervisor. Now, the advantage here is that you can have up to 32 active paths, so not only do you gain performance and availability, but you also gain the ease of use because I no longer have to take a manual approach at multipathing. It does it automatically. So I'm increasing the performance, being much easier to use. Things like fast with solid-state drives really increase that performance, but I do get the right balance of performance and capacity. From a manageability standpoint, it's really important to be able to see both aspects. In other words, I get an example a lot of, I'm a storage administrator, and the VMware administrator approached me saying, I'm having an issue with this virtual machine. I think it's storage related. Can you help me? The fall part there is, as a storage administrator, I might not realize what a VM is. Having management that's VM aware is very important. So now I can just go to my management console. In this case, it's VMware Aware Navisphere. I can go through, I can search on the virtual machine, I can get all the storage-related elements to it, and now we can start troubleshooting, and the storage administrator and the VMware administrator can start talking the same language and have equal knowledge of each other. We also have a compatible viewer for virtual center, for VMware vCenter, that sees the storage elements and can relate all the storage information within VMware as well. So the two together make it very compatible, make it very easy for the customer.
One of the things, Chris, I love doing is kind of giving some people some recommendations, kind of some next steps to move forward here. So in terms of planning storage for a virtual environment, give me your top two or three things that we can share, recommendations on how they can go and develop the right strategy for their organization so they can have success with this type of project.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. You know, it's what's next. Where do I go from here? It's really three areas. The first is simple. Talk to us. Talk to PC Connection, talk to EMC, let us know what your plans are, and we're all here to help you, to help the customer, to help them get to that next level with good guidance. So first step, talk to us, tell us what you're trying to do. We are here to help. The second thing is, as you're planning your own virtualization, think about what is it that I'm trying to gain and where do I want to go next? In other words, what's that next application that I want to virtualize, why am I virtualizing it, and what am I trying to gain by that? If you answer those three questions, it's a winning combination. When you're finished virtualizing that one, you look to the next one, ask that same three questions. Again, you're going to keep winning all the way through because you're going to get the right infrastructure with the right architecture at the right time. And the third thing is check out our resources. So, you know, a step beyond just talking to us about it, take a look at the information that PC Connection has to offer. Take a look at the information that EMC has to offer. We can supply customers with full reference architectures that talk about, if I want to virtualize this application, here's the elements that I need, here's the elements that I need to consider, here's how to put it all together, and most importantly, we're going to set your expectations and tell you what you can expect from the system by designing it this way.
Hey, Chris, good stuff. Appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you, James. It's been a pleasure.
And to our listeners, our appreciation as well. If you do need to optimize storage in your virtual environment, you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies serving SMBs, government, education, and enterprises. Their team has the technical expertise, professional services, and extensive IT product lines to transform technology into complete IT solutions for your organizations. Call your account manager to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can learn more over at www.pcconnection.com/VMware or simply call 1-800-800-0014. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us.